Today, we have a report of another person killed in China by that new strain of bird flu. Yesterday, four new cases of the H7N9 avian influenza were reported there, bringing the official total number of people infected to 24, with now seven deaths. Shanghai and the capital cities of several neighboring provinces have reported the H7N9 cases and halted the sale of live poultry. Shanghai also slaughtered all fowl at a market where the virus was detected. And of course, fears remain that there could be more cases that have not been reported, and that the flu, now transmitted only from birds to people, could eventually be transmitted from person to person. Richard Webby is director of the World Health Organization Flu Center at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis. Dr. Webby, your thoughts. How serious is this?
We're all taking this quite seriously. This particular virus has a few features that sort of raise our level of concern.
Well, for instance?
So, for instance, the investigators in China have released the sequence of some of the very first isolates from the infected humans. And when we look at those, the sequence of those viruses, we see markers that we typically associate with viruses that are already starting to adapt to the human host. Over many years of laboratory research, we've started to get together, if you like, an atlas of specific things to look for in the genomes of these viruses. And certainly avian viruses, so viruses that are typically come from an avian host, they have one set of these markers, whereas viruses coming from humans have another set. And so although the viruses that we're seeing are still obviously avian viruses in origin, you know, we start to see when we look a little bit closer that what makes up their genetic makeup actually has markers more like human viruses than avian viruses. And this worries us because, again, we're taking that as an indication that these viruses perhaps have more of an opportunity to actually replicate in humans than some of these other bird flu viruses we've seen in the past decade.
Well, and does that make it easier for these viruses to pass human to human?
At this stage, these viruses seem to have a lot of properties needed to go birds to humans, but they don't yet have those properties to go human to human to human. And some of the problem is we don't really know what to look for in a virus that can go human to human to human.
And just to remind ourselves that the problem there is that it can spread so much faster.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Once it starts going human to human, then sort of the gates open.
Yeah. Well, we know the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta are working on a vaccine, and that you are awaiting a shipment of samples of this virus. What do you hope to see?
Certainly, we want to know what this virus does. We want to look at some of its properties. And I think perhaps most importantly, most pressingly, is to start to make up vaccine seed strains against this particular strain, just in case we need them.
So what are your other thoughts on the news that we're hearing out of China on the H7N9 flu? We're hearing of victims and fatalities, but is it possible that that only scratches the surface? I'm assuming a lot of people who are feeling pneumonia symptoms may not show up at a hospital.
That's exactly right, and that's one of the big questions that everybody has right now. Is this the tip of the iceberg? Is this most of the iceberg? Or is this all of the iceberg in terms of the 20-odd cases we've seen? I don't think anyone probably believes that there has been only 24 cases. Certainly, I know the colleagues at the World Health Organization Collaborating Center in China have been looking for more asymptomatic or less severe cases and haven't found a lot to date. One of the major questions we have to get is, actually, how widespread is this virus in humans and how many people are really getting infected?
Well, we also know that Chinese officials are monitoring over 600 people who were in contact with the patients that are known to have been infected. They found no signs of any of them getting sick. But what does it also tell you about the Chinese authorities, especially because in 2003 it was thought that they covered up the SARS epidemic?
Yes, so certainly from my perspective, the response this time is very much in stark contrast to the SARS epidemic. The sequence from these viruses is going into the public databases where researchers like myself can get at it very quickly. There does seem to be a very good flow of information from the area to the outside world.
Richard Webby, he directs the World Health Organization Flu Center at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, helping to track the H7N9, a new strain of bird flu in China. Dr. Webby, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, up next, Margaret Thatcher's hard line on Irish hunger strikers in 30 seconds, here and now.